the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Just to warn you, you may be upset by some of the content we're going to discuss, and if you have young ears with you as well, you might want maybe to turn the radio down a little bit or divert them away from our next conversation, because it's going to be about Elon Musk's AI tool Grok on the X social media platform, which is being used to generate and disseminate sexually explicit images, including images of children, but also of women. It's nearly always females that it's done with. Ruth Breslin is director of SERP, which is Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute. Ruth, tell us please what this tool on Grok is allowing some users to do.
So this is something we observed towards the end of 2025 and on into the new year, is that there is a new essentially alter image functionality on Grok, and that those who are, you know, common users of X, everyday users, were feeding images to Grok of women and girls and asking them essentially to strip the women. So there was this phenomenon called the tiny bikini, where it was feeding, Grok was being fed images of fully clothed women and girls and saying, put this person in a tiny bikini. And that's exactly what was happening. And I mean, this tiny bikini was so small that the women essentially did appear naked. And of course, this imagery was then being shared onwards all across the X platform, kind of promoting the idea that this was the done thing. So more and more users started engaging in it. And this was happening in every instance without the women or the girls' consent, and often without even their knowledge. And then some X users who are women were later finding their images barely clothed, entirely without their consent. And some women have actually, you know, been online and written about the kind of shock and horror. I think it took a particularly dark turn when images of younger and younger girls started to be fed into this system. And we got to the point before Christmas where there was actually, you know, images of prepubescent girls in, you know, almost no clothing whatsoever. And this was clearly being done, you know, in a kind of sexually exploitative way. Highly, highly problematic content being shared on an entirely mainstream platform that anyone can access.
Why is Musk allowing this?
Well, this is an interesting thing, because he actually commented on it as it was happening, but he commented with humour. He found that this was quite a humorous occurrence. So somebody asked Grok to put a tiny bikini on anything and everything, and Grok was putting tiny bikinis on household objects. And one of the things that Musk himself shared was an image of a toaster wearing a tiny bikini and said, oh, this is very funny, I found this one hilarious. So to be honest with you, their initial reaction was just to find this humorous. And I think that just speaks to where we're coming from in this world of tech and this technology world, you know, run by these powerful men, where the safety and well-being of women and girls are absolutely not at the forefront. And that is very clear.
Now, he has also posted to say that anyone who asks the AI to generate illegal content would suffer the same consequences as if they uploaded it themselves.
That's right. But he was particularly referring in that instance to imagery of children, of, you know, very young girls. I think there was less concern for where this was happening to women who are over 18. So, yes, they said they would take it very seriously. But, you know, this technology is so easy to use, and this is happening so fast that, you know, millions and millions of images like this can be generated, you know, in a very short space of time. I just don't think that they necessarily have the moderations or the controls to really be able to deal with it. But the bottom line is there, you know, that this platform is facilitating a crime, because it is a crime, including in Ireland, you know, to share images of women and girls, of anyone that are sexually explicit and that is not with, that is without their consent. So this platform is facilitating these crimes. And there seems to be very little comeback, or, you know, very little kind of redress in this case.
Let's bring in Cormac O'Keefe, the security correspondent of the Irish Examiner, because if somebody was to report a crime in this instance, who would they report it to? Would it be on Garda Síochána, or is there some other agency which has the responsibility in Ireland for monitoring this type of online behaviour?
Well, I suppose that's exactly it. The only way anything could be done is if somebody decides to report the crime. So in first instance, they might go to Cumas Uachtaráin Amháin. which only operates on the basis that when it receives a complaint from somebody, it doesn't act on its own volition. They themselves were on radio today saying that people should also contact hotline.ie, which is an industry body which works in this area, particularly in the area of child sex abuse imagery, and that people should also contact the Gard. So the onus is on a member of the public to start contacting all these bodies to try and take action on this area. But I think, as Ruth kind of touched on, the issue that the tech industry is saying here, that the problem is not with our technology, it's the problem is how people use it, which is in other circumstances wouldn't stand up in court if it's a different matter. They're saying, well, we allow this technology to be there to undress situations where a child is being undressed to produce child sex abuse imagery, or in the case of an adult. But the onus is on the person who uses that technology. So it's almost a backward way of seeing what the problem is.
Do we know, is there a way for them via technology to disable this function, to stop people actually putting it to that particular use?
Well, I'm not a tech expert, and with AI, I presume there must be a way. I'm sure there is. If a criminal offence is brought in, they would find a way to not do it. And, you know, child sex abuse imagery, at least the law is very clear on it. But still, it requires somebody to probably spot it and report it. And that's almost after the gate has been bolted, because if people can use this technology, and as Ruth suggested earlier, the speed and the power of AI is to generate these images at a huge rate. That reporting it after the event, okay, it's some way of addressing the issue. But when you are looking at AI and what it's coming up with in terms of the technology. And we covered a related issue about AI girlfriends and so on.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask you about, Cormac, because this is another development which I suspect is new to many people, and it's become a thing recently. Tell us about this thing that is perhaps popular with a lot of teenage boys and young men, the idea that they can use AI to generate a sort of girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, this technology, I mean, there are websites that anyone can access. They are advertised on social media platforms. So all it takes is a quick click and you're in. They provide, I suppose, two broad services, if you want to call it that. One is that these websites themselves have a kind of a digital gallery of women, but in some cases, young children, and in some cases, very young children, in a very sexualized manner. So you are presented with a gallery, you are given a menu of options that you can click on that can alter what particular type of woman or indeed girl you want to see. And in addition to that, it can send you video clips then of quite graphic, pornographic settings that will, you know, we won't go into detail on them, but they provide a fairly extensive and very graphic range.
Okay, and are these photographs and manipulations of the photographs of real women, or are they AI-generated characters?
Well, I think in main they're AI-generated characters, but the second service that these websites then provide is that people can upload an image of somebody. So this is where somebody might take an image of a girl they like in school or whatever from their social media feed, or they might have taken a photograph of her. They can upload that image onto these websites, and there's technology then on these AI websites, AI girlfriend websites, to produce an image, a digital image of this person. And as a consequence, then they can produce images and short videos of them in these sexual and pornographic situations. So they're quite sophisticated technology. The technology seems to have advanced quite quickly in this area. And there seems to be a lot of concern about it, you know, the ease of access.
Well, indeed, but Cormac, who's putting this up online available? Is it making money or is it an effort by somebody to destabilise society?
Well, actually, a colleague of Ruth in SERP clearly has looked into this area at some length. And he was pointing out to me that there is a financial aspect to this, because if I'm a young user on it and I can attract my friends to go onto this website, and if I do that, I might get a credit to use the technology.
Okay.
So there is a financial aspect to this.
Well, let me bring Ruth back in on that. Ruth, sure. As the director of SERP, the Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute, what do you make of this particular development?
Well, my colleague Owen, as Cormac said, has had the onerous job of looking at these things a bit more closely. And one of the reasons that AI Girlfriends actually, you know, came to our attention is that we are conducting research with young people in schools around the influence of pornography in their lives. And it was the young people themselves who were raising with us that AI Girlfriends is something they're coming across because they're being targeted and bombarded with ads for these AI Girlfriends. And we heard a young man earlier today on radio discussing the fact that he was being invited to create an AI girlfriend based on his ex, you know, to create nudified imagery based on his ex. I mean, this is extremely problematic in so many ways. As Cormac said, you can make short videos. So essentially what you can do is you can ask the AI girlfriend that you've created for yourself to do any kind of sexual act that you desire, including things that are very violent, like strangulation, self-strangulation, you know, very violent acts, and you can ask that person to do that and they will comply. And if you're imagining this to be your girlfriend and that your AI girlfriend complies with you in every way, including, you know, in terms of, you know, experiencing sexual violence, what does this say, I suppose, particularly to boys and young men about how they might behave and how that might affect their sexual behavior in the real world? Because if your AI girlfriend does something for you, do you then start to expect, because your sexual scripts are being shaped in this way, do you start to expect that your real girlfriend in real life will also do this for you? So, I mean, this content is just so highly problematic. And yet right now, and Cormac will know from having looked at it as well, you know, there's no form of age verification on these kind of apps. Anybody can use them. Anybody can download them. And yes, of course, this is all about profit. This is just another arm of the massive global pornography trade that will find a way to make money through advertising, through subscriptions, through credits, unfortunately based on the sexual exploitation and objectification of women and girls.
Ruth Breslin, Director of the Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute, and Cormac O'Keefe, Security Correspondent for the Irish Examiner. Thank you. And as one listener says, the porn industry was the first to see the potential of the internet, so no surprise there, not with AI either.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.